So, as is in the program, what I have is a short talk. That means it's not going to be 20 minutes. You know, in our confirmation class, Juliana was asking that, what did you get from Swedenborg? And I shared about one thing was that he made me to connect to the Creator, whom I can believe, and I would love to believe. In a way, truly, Creator is love, and this being seemed to really love me. And in that love is no real condition, very no judgmental, there's no criticism, there's no way of anything that would hurt me, but only nurturing, encouraging, and inspiring, regardless of all the dark side that I had at the time. And I felt, if this is my Creator, I'm blessed. So that's the first thing I got. And I've been in convention, I would say, 18 years. This is my 19th year being involved in convention. I haven't met a bad person in this Swedenborgian community. I have met people I disagree with practical matters, theological issues, biblical interpretations. Yeah, we should have diversity. But all the people I have met, to me, are good people. We may not be really successful growing the church, making the biggest church ever, or attracting people a lot and building the church, but somehow we're attracting, or we have been attracting, I've been experiencing, good people. That doesn't mean they're extraordinary people. We're all ordinary people. But somehow, in this community, there's something that connects us in a way that we have intention to care, to nurture, to be kind to each other. I mean, that has been my experience. And as you probably see, I have been one of those who chose to be Swedenborgian. I'm not born into it. I was not married to it. Hee-jung's married to it, but I'm not. So I chose to be. And to be real honest, I don't regret my choice at all. And here, we gather, and we are about to eat food and sitting close to each other. Today, I really wish and hope to you that you also, I know, some of them are family are sitting together, but still, you look at each other and ask something that is important and learn something that is important from each other. And not just a shallow talk, but something that matters to you. And if there's a desire to deeply connect, and there's this wish and there's this thoughtfulness that genuinely you care about this person, the miracle of bonding, a good friendship, trust, I believe these are blessings of God. We humans don't have power to make them. But somehow, when there's enough openness, enough willingness between two or three or more people, there's this something happens. And you trust each other. And you ask, why do I trust that person? Well, I shouldn't, but kind of I do. Or I like that person. I disagree all these things with that person, but I still like that person. You ask, in a human way, why? In a human way, you may not really have an answer for it. But there is a deeper presence within each one of us. And when that's connected and collected, I believe it becomes much bigger. So that's my hope and blessing and prayer today, that that's what's happening amongst us. Because this God Creator I know to experience only likes one thing, to love and to be loved. Sounds very simple, but it's really hard to do. Some people have problems to be loved, and some people have problems to love. Having the balance of both together is quite a challenge. But that's why we're made, to do that, exactly that, and probably only that to a degree. May God bless us all and encourage our hearts in sharing and opening. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.